Over to you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. COVID-19 has shone a spotlight on older persons, including through needs particularly hard by the virus itself, but it is the failure to protect their rights in the response that has led to untold needless deaths, unmet health and support needs, discrimination and stigma. Governments resorted to measures to protect older persons from COVID-19, but paternalistic and discriminatory measures led to serious consequences for the health and well-being of older persons. Older persons are the most heterogeneous of all age groups and cannot be defined through a single age limit. Yet, because of their age, they have been stigmatized, denied basic services, socially isolated, or even abandoned to die alone. The deeply rooted ageism against older persons became apparent in multiple ways. For example, in the way the media and public service announcements portray older persons in a stigmatized way as frail, passive, dependent, or a burden. In social media demonization, a study last year revealed that a quarter of Twitter posts concerning older persons and COVID were ageist, with derogatory remarks and hate speech. Narratives around the benefit of to economies of older persons' deaths underscore the ageist idea that society would be better off without them. Some suggested that older persons do not deserve equal access to resources and that their deaths are less significant. Discriminatory practices such as enforced confinement measures for older persons, severe restrictions on freedom of movement based on age, forced older persons to remain confined to their homes more than others, or face fines or other penalties, depriving not only them of opportunities, but depriving communities and families of the valuable participation of older people. Forced isolation, long-term care institutions have been completely closed off from visitors and government inspectors. Older residents have not only been confined to the institutions, but also isolated, locked in their rooms. Extended isolation has exposed older women and men to greater risks and actual violence. We witness serious cases of abandonment and neglect, increased physical and chemical restraints, particularly of people with cognitive decline and dementia. Emerging evidence shows that during the pandemic, levels of violence, abuse, and neglect have increased both at home and in institutions. Age-based triage. Older persons have been denied access to intensive care simply on account of their age. Some older people have been pressured to sign do not resuscitate forms. In fact, many older persons have not even been allowed to reach hospital, particularly those residing in long-term care institutions. In the cancellation of healthcare treatments, rehabilitation, and essential services, that some are still not available. In the lack of prioritization of protective equipment for long-term care staff and residents. In the lack of accurate data, in some countries, authorities delayed or never revealed accurate numbers of COVID-19 infected older persons or related deaths. In some cases, COVID-19 excess mortality among older persons has been presented as the natural order of things, a form of quasi-natural selection. Specific shopping hours. While they started as a welcome support to enable older persons to shop with confidence, they evolved in some countries into a strong recommendation and even a compulsory time to shop for older persons or not allowed to shop at all. In the lack of access to information and information tools, when the information is available online, many older persons without ICT tools are excluded from updated information. In the lack of access to vaccines, while many countries have prioritized the vaccination of older persons and persons with underlying conditions, others have excluded them. The lack of information or support means that too many older persons still today remain unvaccinated. In the absence of the voice of older persons, have their views been solicited? If so, were they listened to and taken into consideration? This pandemic has also shown us that communities and countries that had in place age-friendly policies have fared better during COVID-19. We saw increasing numbers of older persons using internet and ICT tools. We also saw examples of good intergenerational relations and solidarity to the benefit of both young and old. Older people living often against their will in inadequate, often inhuman institutions have been at the front of the battle against a virus that propagates in congregated spaces. During the pandemic, older persons became trapped in prison-like settings under the pretext of an emergency situation. Older persons should have the right to live independently in the community with adequate services. International and national human rights legal frameworks have failed to ensure older persons' rights and protect it before and during this pandemic. An important step was taken last week when the Human Rights Council adopted a substantive resolution on the rights of older persons, focusing on ageism and age discrimination. In his policy brief of May 2020, the UN Secretary General stressed that beyond its immediate health impact, the pandemic was putting older people at greater risk of poverty, discrimination, and isolation, that their rights have been violated. The independent expert on the rights of older persons and the High Commissioner also made statements in this regard. The UN Secretary General, also claimed that the lack of adequate legislation at national level to protect the rights of older persons and the absence of a dedicated, internationally agreed legal framework contribute to the vulnerability of older persons and may have contributed to the inadequate responses to the COVID-19 crisis. We need a UN Convention on the Rights of Older Persons that can assist governments to respect, protect, and fulfill our rights, and to reaffirm that we all have the same rights and that we should all age free of discrimination. Thank you, Madam Chair.